各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年9月6日星期日。我们今天呢非常荣幸的邀请到了我们的敬爱的 Radha Sharan Prabhu 为我们讲述今天的圣典博迦瓦坦的早课，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
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 We are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 8, Text Number 26. This chapter is entitled Questions by King Parikshit.
我们今天阅读《圣典博迦瓦坛》第二篇第八章第二十六十节。这一章的题目是 Parikshit 王提出的问题。
And we are speaking from Sridham Mayapur.
这节课呢是从 Sridham Mayapur 讲述的。
Okay. Now.
Na
may
may
asava
sapaha
harayanti
harayanti
brahman
brahman
anashanatami
anashanatami
pibataha
pibadaha
achyuta
achyuta
Piyusham,
Piyusham,
Tat,
Tat,
Vyakta Abdi,
Vatya Abdi,
Vinishritam,
Vinishritam,
Name Sava Parayanti,
Name Sava Parayanti,
Brahman Anashanadami,
Brahmanana Shanadami
Pibato Chuta Piyusham
Pibato Chuta Piyusham
Tad Vyakyadvi Vinishritam
Tad Vakyadvi Vinishritam
Name Sava Parayanti
Name Sava Parayanti
Brahman Anashanadami
Brahman Anashanadami
Ibatochuta Piyusham
Ibatochuta Piyusham
Tad Vakyadvi Vinishkritam
Tad Vyakti Vinishkritam
Name Sava Parayanti
Name Sava Parayanti
Brahman Anashanadami
Brahman Anashanadami
Ibatochuta Piyusham
Ibatochuta Piyusham
Tad Vakyadvi Vinishritam
Tad Vakyadvi Vinishritam
Na
Na
Never
永不
May
Me,
my,
我的
Asavaha,
Asavaha,
life,
生命
Parayanti,
Parayanti,
becomes exhausted,
疲惫了
Brahman,
Brahman,
O learned Brahmana,
哦，有学识的 Brahmana 呀。
Anashanat Ami
Anashanat Ami
Because of fasting
由于断食
Ibataha
Ibataha
Because of my drinking
因为我喝
Achyuta
Achyuta
Of the infallible
绝对可靠的人
Piyusham.
Piyusham.
Nectar.
甘露.
Tat.
Tat.
Your.
您的.
Yaka Advi.
Vakya Advi.
Ocean of speech.
话语的海洋.
Vinishritam.
Vinishritam,
flowing down from.
从哪里流淌?
Translation, O learned Brahmana, because of my drinking the nectar of the message of the infallible personality of Godhead, which is flowing down from the ocean of your speeches, I do not feel any sort of exhaustion due to my fasting.
译文博学的 Brahmana 呀，人格守神，永无错误，绝对可靠。您话语的海洋流淌着有关他的信息的甘露，而我因为在喝饮这甘露，所以根本没有断食所产生的疲惫感。
Okay, you read the purport, please.
要旨，由释迦牟尼佛提供。要旨。Rama, Narada, Vyasa 和 Sukadeva Goswami 组成的师徒传承与其他传承有此不同。其他圣人的师徒传承所传的知识因为缺乏永无错误的至尊主的信息 Achyuta Kata, 所以只不过是在浪费人的时间。心智思辨者所提出的理论虽然可以有不错的推理论证，但这些推理论证都不是没有漏洞的，因为总有比他们更强的心智思辨者来驳倒他们的论点。巴尔克希特王对运用不稳定的心念所进行的思辨毫无兴趣，却只对至尊主有关的话题感兴趣，因为他实际感受到聆听苏格雷瓦戈斯瓦米讲述的这甘露般的信息，使他尽管在为即将到来的死亡而断食，但却没有任何的疲惫感。人可以尽情的去聆听，人可以尽情的去听心智思辨者的话，但过不了多长时间，很快就会因为听那些平庸陈腐的思想而感到精疲力竭。世上没有一个人会因为听这些无用的思辨而感到满足，但是有关至尊主的信息，特别是由 Sukadeva Goswami 这样的人所讲述的，就会让聆听的人永远都不会感到疲倦，即使有其他原因令人疲倦，也会感觉不到了。在某些圣莲博伽瓦坛的版本中，这节诗的最后一句是：君王可能因为想到自己即将被蛇咬死而不知所措。蛇也许是经过两次出生的生物体，他的愤怒被比喻成是缺乏良好理解力的 Brahmana 婆罗门男孩的诅咒。帕克希特王根本就不惧怕死亡，因为至尊主的信息使他欢欣鼓舞，全神贯注于聆听永无错误的至尊主信息的人永远不会惧怕任何事情。译文：博学的 Brahmana 呀，人格守神永无错误，绝对可靠。您话语的海洋流淌着有关他的信息的甘露，而我因为在喝饮这甘露，所以根本没有断食所产生的疲惫感。Prabhu?
Okay. Let me read the verse again. All learned Brahmana, because of my drinking the nectar of the message of infallible personality of Godhead, which is flowing down from the ocean of your speeches, I do not feel any sort of exhaustion due to my fasting.
译文：博学的 Brahmana 呀，人格守神永无错误，绝对可靠。您话语的海洋流淌着有关他的信息的甘露，而我因为在喝饮着甘露，所以根本没有断食所产生的疲惫感。
Om Agyana Timirandasya Jananjana Shulakaya Chakshurindiritam Yanatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stabitam Janabhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam DaratishwaparantikamNamo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschacha Deishatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasa Gaurava Kavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We would like to first express our deep gratitude to Krishna Baladev Prabhu for allowing us to speak from Srimad Bhagavatam today.
首先呢，我们先要向 Krishna Baladev Prabhu， 也就是阿叔呢，表达我的深深的感激之情。因为是他允许我今天可以讲述圣典波迦瓦坛的这节讲课。To
speak and to hear Srimad Bhagavatam is an honor and a privilege.
能够讲述以及聆听圣典波迦瓦坛是非常荣幸的，而且也是一个特权。
And the verse today is confirming that.
而今天的这个诗节呢，也就证实了这一点。
So there are quite a few important points in the verse and in the purport that we will try to cover today.
在今天的这节诗的译文和要旨中呢，都有一些非常重要的要点。而在今天这节讲课里面呢，我们就要试着去讲述所有的这些要点的信息。
First of all, Parikshit Maharaj is pointing out that it is important to exclusively hear about Achyuta, and Achyuta refers directly to Krishna.
那么在这里呢，首先 Parikshit 王他就强调了，要仅仅是去聆听关于 Achyuta 的信息。 这个 Achyuta 它直接指的就是 Krishna，
and because Krishna's nature is unlimited, everything that we hear and speak about Krishna is unlimited.
因为 Krishna 它的本性是无限的，所以说呢，我们所讲述的关于 Krishna 的所有的信息，以及我们关于听到它的所有的信息，都是无限的。
Sometimes we may wonder, how is it possible that the liberated souls in the spiritual world do the same thing all the time, forever.
有的时候呢，我们就会很奇怪，为什么在灵性世界的这些永恒解脱的灵魂，他们会永远都做同样的事情呢？
But the nature of devotional service in the spiritual world is that every day, it's like the first time.
但是呢，在灵性世界的本性，它所处在的状态就是每一天都好像是新的一天，就是都是第一次发生的事情。If
the devotees of Krishna hear something about Krishna, it's like they've never heard it before.
因为如果要是奉献者他听到了一些关于 Krishna 的信息的话，他展现出来就好像他从来没有听见过这样的信息。
And anyone who seriously studies Srila Prabhupada's books, which are all about Krishna, year after year, you can read the same topics again and again, and every time you will find them to be new.
如果一个奉献者他非常真诚认真地去研习Srila Prabhupada的书籍的话，那么因为Srila Prabhupada的书籍里面涵盖的全部都是 Krishna 的信息。 那么他可以一年复一年的去重复阅读这些信息，然后每次都能够从中发现新的领悟。Therefore,
Maharaj Parikshit is expressing the flowing. It's the flowing of the message about Krishna which comes out of the mouth of Shukadev Goswami.
所以呢，Parikshit王呢，他在这里面就提到的是。 像是从Sukadeva Goswami 口中所源源不断地流淌而出的关于 Krishna 的信息。Now,
in the context of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is only the second canto, and practically speaking, the conversation between Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit has only just started.
那如果我们要是看看这个背景的话呢？ 我们现在所在的这个诗节只是在圣典波迦瓦坛的第二篇，那也就是说，帕克希特王和Srila Sukadeva Goswami他们俩人的之间的对话呢，才刚刚开始。
Remember, this conversation is going to go for 7 days.
大家要记得他们两人的对话呢要持续七天的时间。
And this is probably, I mean, I don't want to speculate, but this is, you see, the first canto does not talk about the conversation. It's only preparing the reader to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam actually begins with the second canto.
我呢不想做推敲，但是呢，我们可以看到圣殿不加瓦坛的第一篇的内容呢，它并没有开始对话呢，它只是在为聆听圣殿不加瓦坛的人、阅读圣殿不加瓦坛的人做一些准备的铺垫工作。那么这个对话呢，真正的是从圣殿不加瓦坛的第二篇开始的。
And as a matter of fact, this chapter, which is questions by King Parikshit, it's only the very beginning of the narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
事实上呢，我们今天读的这个章节是由帕克希特王所提出的问题。那也就是说呢，这个也就是圣殿不加瓦坛的讲述的刚刚开始。
So we can say this is pretty much on the very first day of their meeting.
所以呢，我们可以说呢，这是帕克希特王和Srila Sukadeva Goswami 他们俩人会面的第一天。
Now, Parikshit Maharaj is a king. He's not a mystic yogi.
帕克希特王他是一位国王，他并不是一位玄秘瑜伽师。
Just like Arjuna, his grandfather was not a yogi. He was a kshatriya, a fighter.
那就好似尔朱呢的祖父，他并不是一位瑜伽师，他是一位刹帝利，他是一位战将。
So it's mentioned in the Mahabharata that when the different armies would fight together during the day, and these are big, strong people, they would have big feast at night.
所以说呢，在 Mahabharata 里面的描述中呢，就是在白天的时候他们会进行激战，而且在参加激战的这些人呢都是这些非常的勇猛有力的这些战将们。那到晚上的时候呢，他们就会进行设宴大餐。
They needed to eat to remain strong so they can fight.
因为呢他们必须要吃东西，这样才能够让自己保持体力，他们才能够作战。
But we already heard that Maharaj Parikshit took a decision.To leave the palace and to go to the bank of the Ganges to sit there and fast until death.
但是呢，我们也已经听到了帕克希特王他做出了一个决定，就是离开他的皇宫，然后呢来到恒河的岸边，坐在恒河的岸边弃绝这个戒食，然后呢等着他的死亡的来临。
And means no food and no water and not sleeping either.
也就意味着在这些日子里他不会有任何的食物，也不会有任何的水喝，而且呢也不会睡觉。
Now, we have to look at on the physical level how people are able to fast.
那我们要从我们的这个身体的具体的情况来看，一个人他到底能够戒食多少天呢
？Like once a year, even though it's not compulsory, once a year there is what we know as the Nirjal Ekadashi, which falls mostly in the month of June, where you're supposed to not take any water and not take any food for the whole day and the whole night.
比如说呢，在一年中呢，我们有一天被称为叫 Nirjal Ekadashi。那这一天呢，虽然说不是强行执行的，但是呢，建议大家在这一天一整天的不进食、不喝水。
Or Gaura Purnima, we fast until midnight. Janmashtami, we fast until midnight.
还有呢，就是在 Gaura Purnima 这一天，以及在 Janmashtami 这一天呢，我们都会戒食到午夜。
But the reason why we're able to do this is because in our mind we know at a certain point in time we will break the fast. So there is hope.
但是我们之所以能够做到这一点呢，就是因为我们知道，反正我们就熬过了那个时间之后，有一个点我们就一定会打破这个戒食，所以我们是心里充满希望的。
And the day after Janmashtami, we have to fast again until noon for Srila Prabhupada's appearance.
然后在 Janmashtami 的第二天呢，我们还得再次戒食，戒食到中午，因为这一天呢是 Srila Prabhupada 的显现日。
But again, we are able to fast because we know at noontime there is a feast.
但是呢，我们之所以能够戒食，就是因为在中午的时候我们知道会有大餐。
But here, the motivation for Maharaj Parikshit is that his meal is going to be hearing about Krishna. That's his feast.
但是在这里，Parikshita 王他的这个动力就来自于，他将听关于 Krishna 的信息，而这个是他要吃掉的食物。
So as he is hearing from Shukadev Goswami, it's like taking food through the ears.
所以呢，从虚了 Shukadev Goswami 这里聆听，就好像他是在用他的双耳，吃饭，进食。
And therefore the need of eating, the need of drinking, the need of sleeping is completely gone.It doesn't even affect him anymore.
这样呢，就使得关于吃饭、喝水以及睡觉的需求呢，已经完全的不存在了。就他已经不需要这些事情了。
So, if we want to know the symptoms of how we are growing into appreciating the narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam, is when We don't feel hunger, we don't feel thirst, and we don't feel exhaustion.
所以说呢，就是当你能够不会感到饥饿、饥渴或者是疲累的时候，也就意味着你在聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛中已经得到了滋养。
Now, when you have devotees who sit at the Bhagavatam class and they start to fall asleep.
而现在呢，我们的奉献者有的时候在坐在圣典薄伽瓦坛的课堂里的时候呢，就会睡过去。
Or they're looking at their watch to see what the time is.
或者呢，在看表，看看现在几点了。
Or while they are hearing the Bhagavatam, they can smell the prasadam coming from the kitchen.
或者说，在聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛的讲课的时候呢，可以闻着。从厨房里面飘出来的 prasadam 的香味。
Not only that, but when it comes to question time, they have no questions.
不仅如此，等到课讲完了以后，开始要回答问题的时候呢，大家还提不出问题。
So the result of that is that we are not very attentive, we are not very interested.
那这结果呢，就是由于我们没有专注，而且呢，我们也不感兴趣。
You could say, well, the speaker is not a very good speaker.
那你可以说那是因为讲课者讲得不好。
But the point is that the speaker is only repeating, so it doesn't matter who speaks, whether it's a very senior, super good speaker, devotee, or whether it's a new devotee, what they're going to say, it's not coming from them, it's coming from the Shastra.
但是这问题就在于，无论是谁在讲述，无论他是一位非常年长的，有很好的口才的讲述者，还是一位新的奉献者在讲述，但是他们讲述的内容呢，其实都是在重复经典中的内容。所以说呢，他们讲述的这个内容是来自于经典的，并不是来自于他们自己的。
Therefore, we have to develop this attitude to be attentive when we hear.The narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, or the Bhagavad Gita, or the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
所以说呢，我们就必须要让自己培养出专注聆听的习惯。无论是我们在聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛、薄伽梵歌，还是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的时候。
And if we are not attentive because of the demands of the body and the mind, is because we think that we're never going to die.
但是如果我们要是由于我们的身体和心意的这种需求使得我们不能够专注的聆听的话，那也就意味着我们有一个想法，觉得自己永远都不会死。
We think that there are more important things to do because I'm not going to die today. I'm not going to die next week. So I can be distracted now. I'll be serious later.
我之所以现在呢，我不能专注，是因为我不觉得我今天就会死，我也不觉得我下个礼拜就会死，所以我还有更重要的事情要做。所以呢，我可以等到更加的急迫的时候，我再让自己变得专注起来。
But the point is, we can die at any moment. Therefore, we have to be attentive at every moment.
但是问题就在于，我们可能在任何一个时刻都会死去。所以说呢，我们应该在每一个时刻都非常的专注。
So this is one point I wanted to make. Then,
所以说
go ahead.
对呢，这是我要提出的一个要点。
Then, in the purport, Prabhupada begins by speaking about the disciplic succession.
然后呢，在今天的这节师的要旨里面，释迦牟尼佛开始讲述我们的师徒传承。
And he is very specific when he names.The main persons that we find in the disciplic succession, such as Brahma, Narada, Vyasa, Shukadev, Goswami.
而且呢，他特别的提到了我们的这个师徒传承中的这些主要的人物，比如说像 Brahma, Narada, Vyasa 和 Shukadev, Goswami.
Srila Prabhupada was very focused on the fact that we need to be connected to the disciplic succession.
释迦牟尼佛呢，他是非常的强调，我们应该让我们和这个使徒传承相连接在一起的。
And there are different disciplic successions.
而有不同的传承。
Some are authorized and some are not.
有些传承是授权的，而有些是没有授权的。
And actually, people don't know how to make the difference.
这是让人们并不知道如何区分于他们。
But there are very specific, clear differences between one and the other.
但事实上呢，在所有的这些传承中，他们实际上是有非常清晰的不同之处的。
Now, we know there are four Vaishnava disciplic successions.
那我们知道有四条 Vaishnava 的师徒传承。
One is the Brahma Sampradaya, which is the Sampradaya. Sampradaya means a school, okay? So the Brahma Sampradaya is the one that we devotees of Krishna belong to.
那其中的一条呢是 Brahma Sampradaya. Sampradaya 的意思呢是学校的意思。那么所以呢这个 Brahma Sampradaya 这条传承，也就是我们这些 Krishna 的奉献者所在的这条传承。
This Brahma Sampradaya is the disciplic succession which is directly coming from Krishna, who instructed Brahma, the first living entity.
Brahma Sampradaya 呢，它是来自于 Krishna, 直接来自于 Krishna 的师徒传承。那么 Krishna 呢，他教导了在这个物质世界的第一位生物体 Brahma.
And from Brahma, there is Narada Muni.And then Vyasadev.
然后呢，又从 Brahma 往下延伸到了 Narada Muni, Vyasadev.
But of course, we should acknowledge also Arjuna, who received instruction from Krishna directly.
但是我们也可以知道 ，Arjuna 他也是从 Krishna 那里直接得到这个知识的。
And Prabhupada mentioned Shukadev Goswami also.
这爸爸在这里也提到了是了 Shukadeva Goswami.
And this is the beginning of Kali Yuga.
而这个呢是卡利年代的开始。
After Kali Yuga begins, the disciplic succession kind of goes underground because the king becomes corrupt, the brahmanas become corrupt, so the disciplic succession goes into hiding.
在卡利年代开始之后呢，由于国王们全都腐败了，而且呢婆罗门们也都腐败了，所以呢这使徒传承呢，它就好像转入地下，它变成了一种被隐藏的状态。
And then the disciplic succession come back to the surface in the 12th century with Madhvacharya.
然后在十二世纪的时候，由 Madhvacharya 使得这使徒传承呢又一次浮出了水面。
And from Madhvacharya, we have all of the different successive spiritual masters in that line who carry the teachings of Krishna.
然后从 Madhvacharya 开始，我们就有一系列的灵性导师。这些灵性导师呢，他们都在承载着以及传播着关于 Krishna 的知识的信息。
Until Madhavendra Puri.
直到 Madhavendra Puri.
And Madhavendra Puri is the first acharya in the line of Madhva who introduces the worship of Radha and Krishna.
那 Madhavendra Puri 呢，他是在 Madhava Acharya 的这条传系上的第一位这个介绍崇拜 Radha 和 Krishna 的这种崇拜方式的灵性导师。
Madhavendra Puri's disciple was Ishvara Puri, who was the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya.
Madhavendra Puri 的门徒 Ishvara Puri 是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的灵性导师。
But Madhavendra Puri also, he had many disciples, but the main ones was Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya.
Madhavendra Puri, 他有很多的 ，sorry, Madhavendra Puri, right? Madhavendra Puri, 他有很多的门徒。那主要的门徒呢是主 Nityananda 和 Advaita Acharya.
So from Ishvara Puri and Lord Chaitanya, there is.A new branch of the Sampradaya, which is begun by Lord Chaitanya.
然后从 Ishvara Puri 到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 然后在这会儿呢，就出现了一个新的 Sampradaya 的分支。那么这个分支呢，是由主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 开始的。
Because Lord Chaitanya spreads the Sankirtan movement all over the world and gives freely the love of Radha and Krishna.
因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他把 Sankirtan 的这个运动呢传遍了全世界，而且呢是免费的把对 Radha 和 Krishna 的爱给予了众人。
So after Lord Chaitanya, there's the six Goswamis of Vrindavan.
然后在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 之后呢，是在 Vrindavan 的六位 Goswami。
And after them, there is Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who is the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
然后之后呢，就是 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj， 那他呢是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经的作者。
And then after that, there is Narottam Das Thakur。
接着呢，就是 Srila Narottam Das Thakur。
And after him, there is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur。
之后呢，就是 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur。
And his disciples was Baladev Vidyabhushana.
他的门徒呢是 Baladev Vidyabhushana.
Then there is Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj.
然后呢是 Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj.
Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
And Srila Prabhupada.
然后呢就是 Srila Prabhupada.
So this is our disciplic succession, which is known as the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya.
所以呢这就是我们所在的这条使徒传承，它的全名是 Gaudiya Madhva.Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya.
Yes, so Brahma because he received the teachings from Lord Krishna.
那主 Brahma 由于他是从主 Krishna 那儿得到了教导。
Madhva because he is the Acharya who received the teachings from Brahma and Vyasa.
Madhva is receiving the teachings from Brahma.
Madhva received the teachings from Vyas.
Narada, Madhava or Narada, sorry.
Madhava received the teachings from Śrīla Vyāsadeva.
Madhava, 他从 Śrīla Vyāsadeva 那里得到了教导。
And then Gaudiya, because of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
那 Gaudiya, 哦 ,OK, 我知道。那 Gaudiya 呢由于他呢所讲的就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导。
Okay, so that's one disciplic succession.
所以呢这就成为了一条师徒传系。
Then there's another disciplic succession called the Lakshmi Sampradaya.
然后呢还有另外一条师徒传系被称为叫 Lakshmi Sampradaya.
And this is predominantly the Acharya is Ramanuja Acharya.
他的主要的 Acharya 呢是 Ramanuja Acharya.
Then the other disciplic succession is the Shiva Sampradaya.
另外一条使徒传系呢是 Shiva Sampradaya.
And the Acharya is Vishnu Swami.
他的主要的 Acharya 呢是 Vishnu Swami.
And then the other Sampradaya, Vaishnava Sampradaya, is the Kumara Sampradaya.
另外一条 Vaishnava Sampradaya 是 Kumara Sampradaya.
And the Acharya is Nimbarka Acharya.
他的主要的 Acharya 呢是 Nimbarka Acharya.
So each of these Vaishnava disciplic succession present a different aspect of the absolute truth.
那么每一条使徒传承呢他们所展现的都是关于绝对真理的不同的一个方面。
And outside of that, there are other disciplic succession, but they areimpersonalists, they are Mayavadis.
但是在这四徒传承之外呢还有其他的 Sampradaya, 但其他的那些呢都是 Mayavadi 的假象中的非人格的传承。
And there are many, many of them.
有好多。
As a matter of fact, there can be new ones every day.
事实上呢每天都会有新的传承出来。
But we don't, unless we know the philosophy, we won't be able to, actually notice it.
但是呢除非我们是了解他们所传播的这个哲学否则的话我们是没有办法注意到这些传承的。
Therefore, in the Prabhupada, Prabhupada talks about, there is no need to waste time to hear from a disciplic succession that does not speak directly about Krishna.
所以呢舍尔帕帕在要旨里面就提到了我们不需要浪费时间去聆听任何一个没有直接讲述 Krishna 话题的传承的教导。
Now, why would some people be attracted to certain disciplic succession and not another?
那为什么有些人他会被某些使徒传承所吸引而不会被另外的使徒传承所吸引呢？
It's just like when you go to the marketplace, there are different products that are available at different price with different quality.
那就比如说你到了这个市场，有各种各样不同的产品，它们的质量不同，价格也不同。
So when you go to the disciplic succession of Lord Brahma, then that's where you get the diamond.
所以如果你要是接触到了主 Brahma 的师徒传承的话呢，那么你就能够得到钻石。
And when you go to the mental speculators, that's when you get plastic.
但是如果你要是去找那些用心智推敲的人给你的这个传承的话呢，那你得到的只是一块塑料。
But plastic is always on discount and it's always cheap.
而且呢，这个塑料呢，它总是在减价，总是很便宜。
You will never see at the diamond shop that there is discount. Never.
你永远都不会在钻石店里面看到减价的信息。
You have to pay the price if you want the real thing.
如果你真的想要得到这块真的钻石的话就得付实价。
So I personally follow specific individuals who overnight rise into becoming acharyas.
那我自己亲身就有一个经历，就看到有一个人，他转眼之间就让自己变成了一位 Acharya。
And their ways of talking is very appealing to the crowd.
那他们所讲话的方式呢，对于聆听者来说是非常的具有吸引力的。
And people can sit there and listen for hours.
那人们可以坐在那儿一下听上好几个小时。
And give all their money.
并且呢，也掏出了他们所有的钱。
In Maharaj Parikshit, when he went to the bank of the Ganges, he had no clothes on. When Shukadev Goswami came to the bank of the Ganges, he had no clothes on.
当帕克希特王他坐在恒河岸边的时候呢，他是没有穿衣服的。那么当Sukadev Goswami 来到恒河岸边的时候呢，他也是赤身裸体的。
But today you have so-called acharyas. If you want to hear them speak, you have to go with your credit card.
但是我们现在呢，有一些所谓的 acharya， 如果要是听他们讲课的话呢，你必须得带着信用卡。
Now these people can allure and attract big crowds, but it is very temporary.
所以这样的人呢，他们是可以诱惑、吸引很多人的，但是呢，只是临时的现象而已。
Like now, there is one guru in India who is very, very popular all over the world, and I heard him say the other day, "I don't care what everyone does. When I close my eyes and it's time for me to leave, I'm going, and I'm not looking at anyone. You do whatever you like."
那么现在在印度呢，就有一位非常的受人就是非常受人喜爱的这么一个孤儒，那他在全世界也是非常有名的。那天我就听到他这样讲，他说呢，我根本就不在乎别人到底都在做什么。那么当我要离开的时候，我两眼一闭，我也就走了。我根本就不在乎其他的人的所作所为到底是在干嘛。
And that guru is very famous in China.
而这位 guru 呢，在中国是很著名的。
So.Us devotees, we are safe because we are properly connected. But if you meet people who are looking for a teacher, you have to be able to explain what is an authorized disciplic succession and what is a waste of time with mental speculators.
我们是很好的被保护起来的，因为我们是和我们的传承有很好的连接的。但是当我们在遇到想要寻找灵性指导者、灵性老师的人的时候呢，我们必须要给他们解释得很清楚，到底什么才是真正的这个正宗的传承，而哪些呢是和而哪些是由心智推敲而组成的传承。
Because there are many spiritual seekers out there, we have to be equipped with information. We have to be equipped with knowledge so we can inform people how to make the right decision.
因为呢，现在有很多的灵性的探求者，所以呢，我们必须要让自己要由知识所武装，让我们能够有足够的信息。这样的话，我们才能够把这个信息告诉给其他的人，然后让人家去了解如何才能够做正确的选择。
And again, people are always attracted to big numbers, not small numbers.
而且人们呢总是被大的数字所吸引，而并不是会被小数字所吸引。
So when they see that the big crowd is going to that particular teacher, they think that must be the right person.
所以呢，当他们看到有很多人都去追随那位老师的时候，他们就肯定会觉得，这一定是一个正确的老师。
And sure enough, they go to the wrong place.
但是，无疑他们去到了错误的地方。
And I often give this analogy.That when you go to a shopping center, 99% of the customers are all in a discount shop. If you go to the jewelry section, there's maybe 2-3 people. That's it.
我老给这样一个例子，就是当我们去到一个购物中心的时候，我们会看到99%的人呢，他可能都会进的是打折店。然后在这个珠宝店里面呢，可能也就只有2-3个人而已，仅此而已。
And the other aspect of being attracted to someone who is a mental speculator is all you want is to get your material desires fulfilled. You don't go to inquire about the goal of life.
那还有另外一个去证明这个人他是不是处于心智推敲的状态的话呢，就是他总是会去满足你的这个物质上的需求，而不会去关心你在灵性上的需求。
So Maharaj Parikshit was free from the fear of death because his mind and his heart were completely absorbed in hearing about Krishna from the right source.
Parikshita 王他完全是不惧怕死亡的，因为他的这个心意，他完全是沉醉在从正确的渠道那里聆听关于 Krishna 的信息的。
And as the narration unfolds, Parikshit Maharaj becomes more and more comfortable with his situation and more eager to hear.
而且随着这个事情的不断进展呢，使得 Parikshita 王呢，他就越来越让自己舒适的处在这样的状态里面，而且呢，他更渴求的去聆听更多的信息。
And it's interesting because when Shukadev Goswami begins on the request of Maharaj Parikshit to speak about the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, that's in the 10th canto.
而且这个有意思的一件事情呢，就是 Parikshit 王他开始要请求Shukadev Goswami 来讲述 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 的逍遥时光。那么这一部分的内容呢，是在圣严布加瓦坛的第十篇里面所记载的。
So on the first day, Maharaj Parikshit puts to Shukadev Goswami a whole list of questions. That's what this chapter is about.
那所以说呢，在第一天的时候呢 ，Parikshita 王他就向 Shukadev Goswami 询问了一系列的问题。那这些问题呢，也就是记载在咱们现在阅读的这一章里面的。
And Shukadev Goswami will answer those questions, which will be answered in Canto 3 all the way to Canto 9.
然后呢，是了 Shukadev Goswami 呢，他就会一一的回答这些问题。所有的这些问题呢，都是记录在第三篇一直到第九篇中的内容。
And then at the beginning of Canto 10, again, Maharaj Parikshit is inquiring from Shukadev Goswami, please tell me everything about Krishna.
然后呢，在第十篇开篇的时候呢，第十篇开篇的时候呢，这个 Parikshita 王他又一次请求Srila Shukadeva Goswami, 求您了，您告诉我关于 Krishna 的所有的信息吧。
So this is already close to probably the 6 days, maybe only one day left.
但那会儿呢
，Maharaj dies.
所以呢，那会儿呢，已经是第六天的时间了，就已经是到了他生命终结的很接近的时候了。
And all this time, he hasn't drunk a drop of water. He hasn't eaten anything. He hasn't even slept.
那在整个这段时间里面呢，他是滴水未进，滴米未进，也没有睡觉。
So at the beginning of Canto 10, Maharaj Parikshit confirms that to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be done through the disciplic succession.
那所以说呢，在第十篇开篇的时候呢，帕尔克西特王他就这个证实了。如果要是聆听关于至尊人格守神的一切的信息的话呢，他必须要通过一个授权的使徒传承的这个传系中去聆听才可以。
Then he says, those who are completely, who are no longer interested in the temporary aspect of the material world, only on that condition they can actually relish.To hear about Krishna. If you're still interested in the material world, you won't be able to appreciate hearing about Krishna.
而且呢，他就说到了，只有当一个人他完全对这个物质世界没有任何依附心，不再感兴趣的时候，他才能够真正的去品味着聆听关于 Krishna 的话题。否则的话，如果他要是对这个物质世界还有丝毫的留恋的话， 他都没有办法去品味 Krishna 的信息。
And then he says, these descriptions of the pastimes of Krishna are a medicine for the conditioned souls.
然后他又说呢，这些关于 Krishna 的逍遥时光的描述是受条件限制灵魂的良药。
Then a few verses later in the 10th canto, in text, this is very interesting, in text 13, again Maharishi Parikshit talks about, let me see, yes, he said, because I'm just about to die. Right?
You said as a canto 10, 13 words, but which chapter? I missed that.
10, 1, 13.
Okay. 然后呢 Parikshit 王在数念博伽瓦坛的第十篇的第一章的第十三十节里面讲了一个很有意思的话，他说呢，因为我就要死了。
So he says, I have already given up drinking water. I mean, this is 6 days later. He said, I've given up drinking water. I've given up eating. All I'm interested in is to hear from your mouth the flowing nectar about the pastimes of Krishna. He's practically repeating the same verse again.
那这已经是第六天了，也就是说呢，我已经滴水未进，我也滴米未进，我呢仅仅是想聆听关于就是我仅仅是想聆听从您的莲花口中所流淌出来的关于 Krishna 的信息的甘露。所以那个诗节基本上就像咱们今天阅读这个诗节的一个重复版，他在重复他的话。
So, in other words, spiritual progress means that it is possible to know how we are progressing because there are visible symptoms.
所以说呢，我们的这个灵性之途呢，它其实是可以看到我们的前行的标志的，因为呢，它是有这个能够看得见的征象的。
And these symptoms are described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text number 5.
那么这些征象呢，是在圣典薄伽梵歌的第十五章的第五十节里面有所描述的。
Nirmana Mohajita Sangha Dosha Adhyatma Nitya Nivadita Kamed Vamver Vimukta Shukaduka Sange Kachantya Mudapadam Avyayam Tat. Those who are free from false prestige.
那些摆脱了假名望。
Illusion and false association.
虚幻以及假联谊的人。
Who understand what is eternal.
了解了永恒的人。
Who are free from lust.
拒绝了物质欲念的人。
Free from the dualities of happiness and distress.
远离苦乐二境的相对性的人。
Who are not bewildered.
以及不再会迷惑的人。
Who know how to surrender to the Supreme Lord.
懂得如何归于至尊主的人，
They can enter the spiritual world.
他们就能够进入到这灵性世界。
So this became, because it's mentioned, Maharishi Parikshit attained perfection by hearing, Shukadev Goswami attained perfection by speaking.
在这里面呢，就可以体会到，是为了 Sukadev Goswami, 他是通过讲述而达到了完美，而Parikshit 王呢，他是通过聆听达到了完美。
Now, you know, Maharishi Parikshit knows he's going to be killed by a snake bite. He already knows this, but it's not on his mind all the time.
Parikshit 王他知道他会被一只蛇鸟咬死，他早就知道，但是呢，他的脑子里根本就没有想这件事儿。
You know, it's like when Kamsa found out that the eighth child of Mother Devaki is going to kill him, that's it. He could not sleep anymore. He was in constant anxiety.
比如说像康莎，当他知道 Devaki 妈妈的第八个孩子会杀死他的时候，就到那一刻开始，他就这个再也睡不着觉了，因为他是处于完全的恒常的焦虑之中。
So when the eighth child was born, and we know that there was some exchange during the night, this is a whole pastime, but when Kamsa found out that the eighth child was born, he thought, that's it, my death has come.
那然后当 Devaki 妈妈的第八个孩子降生之后，那当然在这儿呢有一个关于患子啊很长的一段逍遥时光，但是呢就是当这个康萨了解了第八个孩子一生出来之后呢，他就在想，完蛋了，我现在就已经死期已到。
So he was very very nervous, he was so stressed out.
所以呢他非常非常的紧张，非常非常的焦虑。
And he went to the jail with the intention, he had his sword with him, he said, that's it, I'm going to kill the eighth child and my anxiety will disappear.
然后呢他就来到了牢房，而且手里还握着剑，因为他要杀死这个孩子，因为他必须要杀死这个孩子，这样他才能够摆脱他的焦虑。
But he found out Mother Devaki had a girl, not a boy.
但是他发现 Devaki 妈妈生出来的是个女儿，不是儿子。
So she said, you can't kill a girl. This girl is not going to kill you. Why do you want to kill a girl? It's very, very sinful.
然后他就说呢，你不能把这女孩杀了，因为这女孩也不会杀死你，你不能够杀死她，因为杀死她是非常非常有罪的。
So for a moment, he was kind of softened by the words of his sister, but then he thought, no, that child has to die.
所以呢，就在有那么一刻呢，康萨的这个内心变得柔软，因为他被他的表妹的这个话所感动，但之后呢，他马上就说不行，这孩子必须得死。
So he grabbed the girl and he began to hit the girl on the rock, but then the girl slipped off his hand and manifested in the air as Durga Devi with eight arms with weapons.
然后呢，他就一把抓起了这个小女孩，然后要把这个小女孩摔在石头上。可是就当他这么做的时候呢，这小女孩一下从他的手里面滑了出来，并且这个冲上了空中，然后展现出了 Durga Devi 的形象，有八个臂膀，而且手里都拿着武器。
And she said, Kamsa, you are a fool.
然后他说 Kamsa, 你是个傻瓜。
The person who is going to kill you is already born somewhere else.
要杀死你的那个人已经在别的地方降生了。
So all the pastimes of Krishna, up until he goes to Mathura to kill Kamsa, Kamsa is in constant anxiety day and night, wondering, when will I die?
所以说呢，在 Krishna 上演他逍遥时光的整个这个过程，直到他来到 Mathura, 然后杀死 Kamsa 之前的这段时间， Kamsa 他始终都属于是这个昼夜不宁的处在这个焦虑之中，他总是在想我什么时候就要死了呢？
When am I supposed to finish the class?
Nine o'clock, but you want to leave some time for questions?
We started
at 7. Yeah.
Okay.I'm just trying to work out here because the time, it's 6 o'clock here. So
okay,
it's 8:30
okay, yeah,
over
yes.
there, right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, it's 8:30
okay.
over here.
So, what I wanted to say is that the thing is, Kamsa was thinking about Krishna 24 hours a day, but he was not thinking of Krishna favorably.
那我这里面我想说的要点呢，就是康萨他是一天24小时都在想着 Krishna， 但是呢他并不是在顺意的心境下去想着 Krishna 的。
He was thinking of Krishna as an enemy.
他把 Krishna 想成了他的敌人。
But he was Krishna conscious.
但是呢他却出于 Krishna 知觉之中。
So this is interesting because he...ultimately was killed by Krishna, but Krishna gave him liberation. Why? Because he was thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day.
所以这是很有意思的，是怎么样呢？因为康萨他被 Krishna 所杀，但是呢 Krishna 却把解脱赐给了康萨。为什么会这样呢？因为康萨他一天24小时都在想着 Krishna。
Up to the last moment, Kamsa was completely convinced that Krishna could be defeated until Krishna jumped into the arena, grabbed Kamsa by the hair, pulled him into the arena, and finished him in front of everyone.
其实到最后一刻 ，Kansa 都觉得 Krishna 是会被战胜的。直到 Krishna 他跳上了这个竞技的观众席，然后一把拖住 Kansa， 然后把 Kansa 拖到他们的这个摔跤的这个现场，然后拳打脚踢的杀死了 Kansa， 结束了 Kansa。
Now, when we take the example of Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Parikshit first of all was born in a family of pure Vaishnavas.
那当我们在讲述关于 Parikshit 王的例子的时候呢，我们首先知道的是 Parikshit 王他是出生在一个非常纯粹的 Vaishnava 的家庭之中。
His father Abhimanyu was a pure devotee of Krishna.
他的父亲 Abhimanyu 是 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者。
Abhimanyu's father Arjuna was a pure devotee of Krishna.
Abhimanyu 的父亲 Arjuna 是 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者。
Maharaj Parikshit had been saved and had.Darshan and the vision of Krishna within the womb of his mother.
Parikshita 王呢还在他的母亲的子宫里的时候呢，就 Darshan 过 Krishna， 而且也因为这个是被 Krishna 所救了。
So he was born a pure devotee.
所以说呢 ，Parikshita 王他生出来就是一位纯粹的奉献者。
Otherwise, he would never make the decision instantly when he received the curse to go to the bank of the Ganges.Fast until death, and just hear and hear and hear about Krishna.
所以说呢，当他一得到这个诅咒之后呢，他立刻就做出了这个决定，弃绝所有的事物，然后来到了恒河的岸边，坐在这里，借食借水，然后呢，就完全的恒长不断的去聆听关于 Krishna 的信息，直到他死亡的时候的来临。
Shukadev Goswami really.Rewarded Maharaj Parikshit's attitude of eagerness to hear by giving him all the pastimes of Krishna.
所以说呢 ，Shukadeva Goswami 因为他非常赞赏Parikshita 王关于要聆听的所展现出来的这种诚挚的这种态度，所以说呢Shukadeva Goswami 就把 Krishna 的所有的这些消失光全部的都向他和盘托出了。
So when you hear the pastimes of Krishna, you are no longer in the material world. You are in the spiritual world.
对，当你在聆听关于 Krishna 的消失光的时候，你已经没有在物质世界了，你已经是在灵性世界了。
Birth and death no longer has any relevance.
那么这会儿呢，无论是出生还是死亡，已经不相关了。
Now.This is very, very close from the time where the snake is going to appear and finish Maharaj Parikshit.
而这会儿呢，已经离这条蛇鸟，就这只蛇鸟要来咬 Parikshita 王的时间很接近了。
Now, there is a story behind this snake. I'm going to tell that story in very brief.
那在这个蛇鸟上面，在这个蛇鸟的背后呢，有一个故事。我现在给大家很简短的讲一讲这段故事。
That snake was, it's interesting because when you do the research, you find out this snake is actually the king of snakes. His name is Takshaka.
那如果我们要是去进行这个进一步的研究的话呢，我们就会发现这条蛇它其实是蛇王，它的名字叫 Takshaka.
And Takshaka is also famous in Chinese and Japanese mythology.
在中国和日本的神话故事中呢 ，Takshaka 他也是非常有名的人物。
Can you read this that I just sent you?
Let me see. 八大龙王，八大龙王。
they are the famous snakes who can fly, and they are the most venomous snakes.
那么这个蛇呢是很著名的，它们是能飞的蛇，而且呢是有毒的蛇。
Now that snake was residing in the area of Astinapur, which is Delhi, New Delhi, and Kurukshetra. That was his territory.
那么这个蛇它所居住的地方呢是在 Hastinapur， 也就是在新德里的这个 Kurukshetra。
And there's a forest there called the Kandava Forest. That's where the snake was living.
那么这有一个森林，有一座森林，这个森林呢叫 Kandava 森林，这就是这条蛇它所具体居住的地方。
So when the Pandavas reclaimed the kingdom, they needed to have places of residence. So they burned the whole forest, and the mother of that snake was killed in the fire.
所以当Pandava 们他们重新继承了这个王位，这个要管理这个国家的时候呢，他们就需要为臣民整治他们的居所，所以他们就把整个这个地方给烧了。那这么一烧呢，就把这个蛇，这条蛇的妈妈就在火中丧生了。
So the snake wanted to take revenge on the Pandavas.
所以呢，这条蛇呢，他就想报复潘达瓦五兄弟。
And therefore, Takshaka took revenge by biting Maharaj Parikshit.
所以呢 ，Takshaka 他就通过咬了帕克希特王来报了这一仇。
And when Maharaj Parikshit's son Janamejai found out about the snake bite, he performed the jagya, and in that jagya, he burnt all the snakes in the world.
This is a Parikshita Maharaj's son.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, what was his name again?
Janamejai. Janamejai.
Janamejai. Janamejai. Janamejai 是这个Parikshita 王的儿子。那他当发现了这件事情的来龙去脉之后呢，他就要烧死所有的这些蛇，要杀死所有的蛇。
So this is the history, but what is the conclusion of this?
那他就进行了一个大的祭祀，要烧死所有的这些蛇。那么这是这个故事。那么这个故事的结论是什么呢
？We may think that the snake bit Maharaj Parikshit to death, but actually Maharaj Parikshit at that point, he was deathless. He didn't die.
那我们觉得好像是这条蛇它咬死了帕克希特王，但实际上在那一刻呢，帕克希特王他是不会死的，他根本就没死。
His body may have died, but he didn't die because he was completely absorbed in hearing about Krishna.
因为他的这个躯体也许可能是死了，但是他的本我并没有死，因为他是完全沉醉在对 Krishna 的聆听之中的。
So when you are absorbed in Krishna consciousness, either devotional service activities or hearing, chanting, serving, you are on the transcendental platform, and birth and death are no longer relevant.
所以说呢，就是当你让自己处在 Krishna 知觉之中的时候，当你在进行奉爱服务的时候，无论你是在聆听啊，还是唱诵啊，还是在做各种各样的服务的时候，那么这会儿其实你是完全处于在灵性的层面之中。那么这会儿的生也好，死也好，对你来说已经都不相关了。
So Prabhupada concludes the last sentence is one who is fully absorbed in Achyuta Katha, which is Krishna's pastime.Can never be afraid of anything in this world.
所以呢，舒拉帕帕在今天这节要旨的最后就结论了：当一个人他完全处于 Achyuta Katha， 也就是对 Krishna 的逍遥时光的 Katha 之中的时候呢，他就不会再被任何其他的事情所影响。
So, no more sleeping during the Bhagavatam class.
所以说呢，在圣典波迦瓦坛讲课的这个过程中呢，我们可千万不要再睡觉了。
No more looking at your watch, no more looking at your phone. Just be attentive when you hear the Bhagavatam, and be attentive when you read the Bhagavatam.
真的不要再看我们的手机，也不要再看我们的这个手表，只是让我们完全的专注的去聆听关于圣典波迦瓦坛里面所为我们传递出来的这些信息。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhu. We'll see if there are any questions.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, please wait for a little while.
Excuse me?
Both me and Sumukhi Radha Maji said that please wait for a little while. I think Sumukhi Radha Maji is trying to the question here.
Yes. Yes, yes. Every time I receive a teacher, nothing works. You should repeat the intuition to the end of the text. And then I'll be back to bring things from the end.
Hare Krishna， 亲爱的大家，如果您要有问题的话呢，就抓紧时间提上来哈，因为拉什尔帕布的服务也挺多，所以呢，时间也很宝贵。Sumati Ramaji， 我们有问题吗？
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare，
有的，
阿里达摩，达摩达摩，阿里阿里，阿里 Krishna Hare Krishna。Krishna Krishna Hare Hare。
Yamuna Tira Madhaji's question， 请问康萨得到是哪种解脱呢？ May I ask what kind of liberation Kansa have got?
Well, Kamsa is, you see, yes, there are different types of liberation, that's correct.
首先呢，我们是有各种各样不同的解脱。
But the liberation of Kamsa was temporary.
但是呢，康萨他所得到的解脱呢，是一种临时的解脱。
Because we know that Kamsa, is actually an instrument for Krishna to perform his pastimes.
因为我们知道康萨它其实是一种工具。它这个工具呢，是用来 Krishna 来上演他的逍遥时光的。
So he returned to his original position as a servant of Krishna.
所以呢，他就回到了他作为这个 Krishna 的仆人的这个最原初的身份中。
But because he thought of Krishna negatively, then he had to be in a position of not having any relationship at all with Krishna.
但是由于他就是对 Krishna 的这种负面的这种想法呢，使得他就处在了一种状态下，这种状态呢，是他和 Krishna 不会有任何的关系。
So that was the result. He received liberation. That liberation was not liberation in a personal relationship. It was in an impersonal relationship.
所以呢，这也就是他所得到的解脱。也就是说呢，他得到的和 Krishna 的他得到的这种解脱呢，是没有和 Krishna 有人格间的这种关系的解脱，是非人格的解脱。
Whereas in the situation of Putana, because she had the intention to exert motherly affection, even with the intention to kill, she got liberation, but to become one of Krishna's mothers.
但是呢，比如像 Putana 由于他虽然说是对 Krishna 有恶意的这种意图，但是呢，他又有对 Krishna 怀有这种母性的情感，所以说呢，就导致了他得到了一个成为了 Krishna 的其中的一位母亲的解脱。
And most, if not all, the demons who try to kill Krishna.They all got liberation.
事实上呢，所有这些试图杀死 Krishna 的这些恶魔们，他们都得到了解脱。
As a matter of fact, all the soldiers who were on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, because they could see Krishna with their own eyes, they all got liberation.
事实上呢，在这个 Kurukshetra 的战场上呢，所有的这些士兵们，由于他们可以亲眼见到 Krishna， 所以他们也都得到了他们的解脱。
So they are.You know, Rupa Goswami explained in the Nectar Devotions, there are different types of liberations.
所以说了 ，Rupa Goswami 在《奉爱的甘露》中呢有这样的解释，说是有不同种类的解脱。
One is to merge within Krishna's effulgence.
其中之一呢，就是融入 Krishna 的光灿之中。
One is to have the same form than Krishna's form.
还有呢，就是得到和 Krishna 同样的形体的解脱。
One is to live on the same planet of Krishna.
另外一种呢，就是得到与 Krishna 居住在同一星宿的解脱。
And one is to have the same opulence as Krishna.
另外一种呢，就是得到和 Krishna 相同有的富裕的解脱。
But the devotee rejects all these types of liberation.
但是一位奉献者，他拒绝所有的这种形式，所有的这些形式的解脱。
Because the devotee is only focused on devotional service, doesn't matter where it is, doesn't matter how, just serving Krishna in the spiritual, in the material world, in heaven, in hell, it doesn't matter. The most important is to be engaged in Krishna's service.
因为呢，因为这个奉献者的他，唯一关心的事情就是对。Krishna 做服务，然后呢是作为 Krishna 的仆人，无论他身在何处，无论他在哪里，无论他是在天堂还是在地狱。
Next question.
Yeah, the next question is from Sumukhi Radha Madhaji. 感恩爬布的精彩讲课。谢谢 Madhaji 的翻译。请问您有些奉献者因为非常忙。所以经常会在听课的时候一边去做其他的事情，一边听课一边念诵。这样的念诵带来怎样的后果呢？ Oh, thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. And my question is that to some of the
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 我听不到您了。
We got disconnected.
刚刚从那个大大 Kitty Madhaji 翻译完之后就没有声音了。Hare Krishna, 现在还是没有声音。Hare Krishna, Dada Kitty Madhaji, 我们要不要重新呼一下？
Disconnected.
Hare Krishna, Dada Kitty请大家稍等一下，我们重新呼一下。Hare Krishna， 这个好了。
对，
我能听见你。
好了。
Yes。Yes。
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, did you hear the question just now?
I only heard half of it.
Okay, so Mukhi Radha Maji asked that when a devotee, they're hearing lectures and chanting japa at the same time due to their busy schedule, what kind of consequence of the japa will bring?
Well, actually what you're doing is you're not listening to the class and you're not chanting.
那其实呢，就是您这么做呢，就使得您也没念诵，也没听课。
We have to understand we're not going to lose anything, but my personal opinion, attentive japa is more important.
那我觉得呢，其实我们并不会失去任何，但是我自己的个人的意见呢，就是非常专注的 japa 更加重要。
Because you can't concentrate on both of them. Sometimes, you know, you see one devotee gives class and then someone in the audience, they have the japa beads.And the one who speaks says, can you please stop chanting? Otherwise, leave the room. Go and chant somewhere else.
就比如说有的时候是有这样的一种情景，就是当老师在讲课的时候呢，就突然发现底下有一位奉献者把念珠拿出来了，一边听一边念诵。那么这会儿老师可能就会给他建议，就是你能不能停止念诵，或者呢离开这个房间到外面去念。
You know, this is all about time management. I think devotees need to learn to manage their time properly.
其实这些呢都是关于时间管理的问题，奉献者应该更好的去学会如何管理时间。
For example, if you listen to a lecture, you see, because all the lectures are recorded. If you listen to a lecture first thing when you get up in the morning,
比如说因为所有的这些课程全部都是被录下来的哈。那所以说，如果您要是清晨起来以后，第一件事儿就可以先打开录音听课。
Or maybe while you're cooking.
或者呢，当您在做饭的时候。
Or maybe if you're on your own while you're taking prasadam.
或者说，当您在荣耀 prasadam 的时候，在自己在一起，
I mean,
就是自己和自己在一起的时候。
You are still doing two things at the same time, which is not ideal.
但是这会儿呢，你依然还是在同时做两件事情，所以这也不是最完美的状态。
But don't do japa and hearing at the same time. This is completely counterproductive.
但是呢，不要一边聆听讲课一边做 japa， 因为这完全是相背离的事情。
So you got to manage your time properly, so you have time to hear lecture and you have time to hear the holy name.
所以说呢，您必须要更好的去安排自己的时间，这样呢才能够恰当的聆听讲课，以及恰当的聆听到圣名。
No one is too busy to manage their time properly.
没有任何一个人忙到不能够恰当的去管理自己的时间。
I remember when I was serving Tamal Krishna Goswami, every single morning. That's how I knew that he was awake, because I could hear a Prabhupada lecture playing on his tape recorder.
我记得当我在服务 Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj 的时候呢，每天清晨我都知道他什么时候就醒了，因为他只要醒了第一件事，他就立刻会放舍拉帕帕的这个讲课。
And he would walk to the bathroom with the tape recorder. He would listen in the bathroom. He would walk back with the tape recorder into his bedroom. And while he's getting dressed, while he's putting his tilak, he would listen to every single day one Prabhupada lecture.
那么他会拿着他的这个录音机到洗手间，然后呢，从洗手间出来以后呢，再拿着他的录音机再回到他的卧室，然后在这个卧室呢。涂上提拉克，就他整个的这段时间，他全部都不会浪费，每一分钟都在听。
So, and there are devotees who do this. As soon as they get up in the morning, boom, they press the button, MP3, and they listen to a lecture.
有很多奉行者都是这么做的。清晨醒来以后，第一件事就立刻打开他们的 MP3 或者是另一个播放器，然后呢就开始听讲课了。
But japa is something very serious that you do separately from everything else.
但是 japa 是非常的严肃的一件事情，你在做 japa 的时候就一定要专心切意的只是念 japa， 不要做其他任何事情。
Next question。
下面一个问题是来自于庞继东的，顶拜咕噜翻译，你好，你好，我有一次听到了一个咕噜讲课，说到亚摩呢和沐浴后就能解脱，那要是没条件去怎么办？还能不能回到灵性世界呢？Please accept my vulnerable obeisances. There was a time I heard a lecture from one of the spiritual masters. In the lecture, it said that if we have a base in the Yamuna River, then we can get the liberation. However, if we cannot, you know, have the facility to go there and have the base there, so do we still have the chance to go back to the spiritual world?
Where is this coming from?First of all, you don't get liberation by bathing in the Yamuna River.
首先呢，你不会就这么简单的从亚穆纳河里面沐了浴以后呢，就能够得到解脱。
You see, the Yamuna, the Ganga, all these elements are very purifying.
我们可以知道，就比如说像恒河呀、亚穆纳河呀，所有的这些元素都是非常的净化力，都有净化力的。
And everything we do in the holy dam is very purifying.
而且我们在圣地所做的每一件事情呢，也都是非常的具有净化力的。
But the main aspect that will bring a devotee back to the spiritual world is to hear from the pure devotees in the holy dam.
但是真正的把我们带回这灵性世界的这个地方的这个主要的这个方法呢，就是从一位纯粹的奉献者的口中去聆听他所讲述的圣地的话题。
Because there are many people who bathe in holy rivers, you know, they become purified, they're very pious, but the progress is very, very slow. When you hear from pure devotee, your material desires literally explode out of your heart and you make room for Krishna.
那么我们也可以看到有很多人他们都会在圣河中沐浴，那这个对于他们来说呢是非常的具有净化力的，但是呢这种净化呢使得他们的这个前进的进程呢速度还是很缓慢，但是如果你要是能够从一位纯粹的奉献者的口中去聆听，那么就会使他心中的物质的欲望一刻就会烟消云散，这样就会把你的内心腾出地方来给 Krishna。
Again, I repeat, this is very, very important to understand. The focus of a devotee is not liberation, is not to get out of the material world, is not to be free from anxiety. The focus of a devotee is to serve and please Krishna.
那我现在呢，想要再强调这一点，就是作为一位奉献者，他要专注的这个点，并不在于要让自己得到解脱，并不在于要让自己摆除物质的苦难，并不是在于要让自己去处于这个解脱的这种状态，而他要专注的这个点呢，是要为 Krishna 做奉爱服务。
Krishna consciousness is not for liberation.
Krishna 知觉并不是为了让我们得到解脱。
Krishna consciousness is not for relief from material distress.
而且 Krishna 知觉也不是要让我们解脱这个物质上的苦恼。
When we practice, this is very, you have to understand, this is the ABC of the teachings of Rupa Goswami. When you begin to serve Krishna, you are automatically liberated.And automatically material distress vanish.
那其实这是释迦牟尼佛所给我们讲述的 ABC 的非常基础的这个信息。那么当我们在服务 Krishna 的时候呢，其实我们自动的就从这个物质世界得到了解脱，我们自动的就从各种各样的物质苦难中得到了这个慰藉。
So this is not the goal. This is absolutely not the goal.
所以呢，这个绝对不是我们的目标。
The goal is to please Krishna. It doesn't matter what situation you're in.
那么我们的目标呢，是为了要让 Krishna 开心，无论我们是处在怎样的一种状态下。
And when you do that, you are already in the spiritual world.
而且当你这么做的时候呢，你就已经是处在灵性世界了。The next question is from a new devotee from YY. 还有我也相我也还有我也OK, 还有我也相信 Krishna, 但我没有见过。但去给别人分享时还是没有底气的。OK, she is saying that, I do trust Krishna. However, I haven't got the chance to see him. So,When I share the knowledge of the Krishna consciousness with the others, I don't feel that confident.
Okay, that's a very good point.
首先这是一个非你提出了一个很好的点。
But it's not a question of wanting to see.
这个并不是一个关于想要见到的问题。
We are attracted to Krishna consciousness because there is an initial...Faith.
Initial what? Sorry, I didn't hear the last word.
Initial faith.
Oh, initial faith. Okay. 那我们之所以会被 Krishna 知觉所吸引呢，是因为在最开始有那么一个信心。
Otherwise, we would not be attracted.
否则的话，我们是不会被吸引的。
So the idea is to turn this little spark of faith into a fire.
所以呢，这个我们要做的事情呢，就是把这一点儿信心的这个火花，把它给燃成一场大火。
And because we don't have many realizations at the beginning of spiritual life, we actually don't have realizations.
事实上呢，在我们的灵性生命刚刚开始的时候呢，我们是没有任何的灵性的觉悟的。
There are two things that are going on side by side. One is performing duty in terms of service.
那有两件事情呢是齐头并进的，其中一件呢就是来履行我们的职责，这是从服务的角度来说的。
And the other is to purify mind, body, and senses through the practice through sadhana, hearing and chanting.
那么另外一条呢是通过我们的 sadhana, 通过聆听和唱诵来净化我们的心意、感官以及我们的行为。
So it's not that I can only give Krishna to others if I'm completely convinced and if I'm completely realized. It doesn't work.
所以并不是说是要等我完全的这个被说服了，而且呢我完全的得到了这个解脱之后，我才去和别人分享 Krishna 知觉，因为这是不能够这样去做的。
You can only give what you have.
因为你只能够把你所有的东西给别人。
So to the level of your realization, that much you can give.
所以呢，您就在您所具有的这个觉悟的层面，把您所有的这些领悟给予其他的人，这是您可以做到的事情。
I remember when I joined Krishna Consciousness in the late 70s, we were not allowed to speak to a guest unless we were initiated.
那我记得，因为在这个70年代末期的时候，也就是我在加入Krishna知觉不久之后的这个事情，当时呢，我们除非是启迪了的奉献者，否则呢，我们是不允许和别人去讲述Krishna知觉的信息的。
So the new devotees were doing the cleaning, the serving of the prasadam, doing all the different services, but not speak to the newcomers, not speak to the guests.
所以这个新的奉献者呢，他会进行打扫啊，然后呢会进行这个清洁呀，就是服务啊，各种各样的这些服务，但是呢他不会去和来访者讲话。
Because we may find challenges and we may find people who want to put forward arguments and we can easily be defeated.
因为在和他们讲话的时候呢，可能就会遇到别人和你的这种辩论之词，而自己又辩不过人家，很容易就被人家给辩倒了。
Not only that, but we may even become attracted again to their ways of thinking and doing things.
不仅如此，而且我们可能还会再被他们的这些想法以及他们做事的方式所吸引。
So in the early days of Krishna consciousness, we have toTake advantage of association with other devotees and to be steady in our practices. Then we become strong, then we are confident.
So, when we are just becoming volunteers, we should take advantage of the opportunity to grab volunteers and volunteers. Then we should practice our sadhana. Then we will become stronger.强壮起来，这样我们才能够去和别人进行讲述，去分享。
Okay, Brother Priya's question.
Yeah, 感谢帕布的讲课，感谢翻译主持甜美的服务。帕克希特王因为知道自己七天后会离开，所以能够直面死亡，放弃物质欲望，脱避圣人全然聆听的信息。目前情况，我们要维持生活，同时去服务，是否？等到要离开躯体前才完全的没有物质欲望呢。Prabhu, thank you very much for your nice lecture. The question is that Parikshit Maharaj knows that he is leaving in 7 days, so he can be focused for preparing for his death and detached from all the material desires and completely sheltering inhearing the information of the Lord from the sage. But the situation of ours right now is that we have to maintain our daily life, and at the same time, we need to render the service. So is it true that until the last moment, while we are about to leave our body, that will be the possible time for us to completely detach from all the material desires, but not before?
You see, this is again the concept of when I am old, when I am free from my responsibilities.
那所以这又是那个同样的这个概念哈，就是等我老了以后，等我不用再去履行我各种各样的职责的时候。
But there's no such a thing. We can leave tomorrow.
但是没有，不是有这样，其实这种概念是不对的，因为我们可能明天就不在了。
That's one thing. Second thing is we should never think that our family duties and devotional service are separated, because they are not.
这是其中的一点。另外一点呢，我们从来都不要认为我们的家庭职责以及我们的奉爱服务是分离而在的，因为他们没有分开。
We should never think that our practice of sadhana and going to work are separated, because they are not.
我们不要认为我们的这个 sadhana 的休息以及我们要去上班这两件事呢是分开的，因为他们并没有分开。
They are all, you know, going to work, taking care of the family are byproduct of our devotional service.
我们的这个家庭职责以及去上班呢，这些其实都是我们的奉爱服务的副产品。
It's not like I do my sadhana for 2 hours in the morning, then I spend 8 hours in the office, so for 8 hours I'm in Maya, and then I got to get back into my Krishna consciousness in the evening. No, we have to be Krishna conscious even at work.
不是这样的，不是说是我早上起来有两个小时的时间进行我的赞了，然后呢我就去上班了，在这上班的八个小时里边呢，我都是在玛雅里面，然后晚上回来的时候呢，我又继续恢复了我的 Krishna 知觉，并不是这样的，而是在这一整天之中都应该努力让自己处在 Krishna 知觉之中。
Now Prabhupada did mention, because you know there is such a thing as old age, Prabhupada did mention when someone spreads Krishna consciousness all their lifeWhen they reach old age, they can finally retire, go to Vrindavan, Mayapur, and they can hear and chant 24 hours a day. He did say that.
但是舍爸爸他的确说过，因为确实是有年迈体衰这个事情的存在，所以舍爸爸他就说呢，当一个人他要是毕生都用来传播 Krishna 知觉，那么等他在年迈之时呢，他就可以隐退到 Vrindavan。并且在这个地方呢，一整天的时间用来念诵和聆听关于 Krishna 的信息，所以他的确是这么说过。
How many devotees do that?
但是有多少奉献者这么做了呢？
I don't know if you're aware, but in the past 3 weeks, at least 10 devotees left their bodies.
我不知道大家是否意识到这一点，在过去的三周里面，至少有十位奉献者离开了他们的躯体。
And not from the virus.
并不是由于这个病毒所导致的。
From all sorts of diseases.
从各种各样的疾病。
And as we speak, and I'm talking mostly Prabhupada disciples, and as we speak, there's another Prabhupada disciple between life and death right now in America.
而且我讲述的这些奉献者们呢，基本上都是说帕帕的门徒，而就在我讲述这个话之此时呢，还有一位这个舍爸爸的门徒在美国，他现在正处于生死攸关的紧要关头。
I mean, every second day we hear, oh, another devotee passed away, another devotee passed away.
所以每天我们都会在听到这样的信息，哦，又一位奉献者离世了。
And not from old age.
而且他们的岁数并不大。
Some they manage to.You know, okay, I'll get on the plane, I'll go to Vrindavan and I finish. Some do that, but not all of them do that.
那所以有些人呢，可能会在年老的时候 ，OK， 那好吧，我现在要坐上飞机，然后呢，我要去到 Vrindavan。有些人这么做，但并不是所有人都在这么做，并没有很多人在这么做。
So we have to understand, when we are a devotee of Krishna, everything we do is related to Krishna consciousness. We don't separate things.
那所以呢，我们必须要理解，我们所做的任何一件事情，其实全是都和 Krishna 知觉相关联的。我们并不是把这些事情分开来看。
Then we are always ready.
那如果这样的话呢，我们等于就时刻都是做好准备的。
And if anything is lacking, then Lord Chaitanya will make up for it.
那如果要是有任何缺少的东西的话呢，那是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 会为我们补上。
So.We have to live our life like it's the last day.
那所以呢，我们总是要把我们的日子当成生命的最后一天在过。
Therefore, no wasting time.
所以呢，不要浪费时间。
Okay, Radhika.
Radhika Maji's question. 顶拜 Guru, 我目前有收入可以维持自己基本的生活，但是家人想要我赚更多的钱，我应该只是满足于目前的物质状况呢，还是应该投入时间做生意赚更多的钱呢？如果我的动机是要为 Krishna 做生意赚更多的钱， Krishna 会给予我更多的物质富裕吗？ Please accept my very humble basis. My current situation is that I do have some humble income, which is good enough to maintain my basic life. However, my family really want me to make more money. So what should I do? Do I just, feel satisfied with my current situation? Or I need to invest it in more time to do some business and make more money? If my motivation is to make more money for serving Lord Krishna, do you think Krishna will...give me more material opulence.
You see, this question is not about making money for Krishna. This is about making the family happy.
那其实这个问题呢，其实并不是说是一个关于给 Krishna 赚钱的问题，而是一个让家人开心的问题。
Right, my family wants me to make more money.
因为我的家人想让我挣更多的钱。
So this is not about Krishna.
对呢，这跟 Krishna 没关系。
Okay, let's say just for the sake of speculation, you satisfy your family and then you make a lot of money and you tell your family, I have just given 5 million RMB to the project in Mayapur. Does that make you happy? What do you think they will say?
那比如说我们现在就假装这么说啊。就是您为了让家人开心，所以呢，您就赚了更多的钱，然后赚了好多钱。然后呢，你跟你的家人说呢，我刚刚给我们的麦普的这个大庙呢捐了500万。那你觉得这会儿你的家人听了会开心吗？他会怎么想呢
？Or you tell them, well, last month I earned 100,000 RMB and I gave everything to print Bhagavad Gita.
或者你说呢，上个月呢我挣了100,000。然后呢，我把所有的钱全部都用来印《博家梵歌》了。
You think they will be happy? I don't think.
你觉得他们会开心吗？我不觉得。
When they say you should make more money, means you should be more materially comfortable.
那当他们说你应该赚更多的钱的时候，也就意味着他们说你应该让自己变得更加的物质上的舒适。
Which has nothing to do with Krishna consciousness.
那么这个和 Krishna 知觉没有任何的关系。
Not only that, but if you had the ability to make a lot of money, you would be spending so much of your energy, mental energy, physical energy, emotional energy in making that money, and you, definitely your sadhana would be completely neglected.
而且呢，不仅如此，而且就是即便你能有这个方法赚钱，但是你也会因为要赚这个钱，会花费很多的精力、时间以及你的就是各种各样的能量。那这样的话呢，你就会变得很疲惫，然后呢，你根本就没有办法再去顾及您的sadhana了。
So be happy with your basic income and enjoy your practice of Krishna consciousness.
所以说呢，您就开开心心的拿着您的可以维持自己生活的这个收入，然后呢，快快乐乐的享受在 Krishna 知觉中的生活。
If you had the ability to make a lot of money, you would have made the money already.By now.
如果你要是有能力赚好多的钱的话，那现在已经赚的是盆满钵满了。
Okay, one more question.
Okay. Yeah, this is not a question. This is appreciation. This Pang Mataji or Pang Prabhu, yeah, said that thank you very much for your guidance. Now I feel clear.
Okay. You're welcome.
谢谢您，唐启斌。那我们现在这一课呢，就在这儿结束了。
Sumukhi Radha Mataji, thank you very much.
Sumukhi Radha Mataji, 非常感谢您。
Dana Kelly Mataji, thank you for translating.
谢谢 Dana Kelly Mataji 的翻译。
Thank you to Krishna Baladev Prabhu for giving me an opportunity to serve the Chinese Yatra.
非常感谢 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 给我这样一个机会，让我能够服务中国的奉献者。
Thank you all for your questions and your attentive listening.
非常感谢大家的好问题以及你们非常。